Sounds good, man.
Cool.
You sound live right now.
Yeah, we're not live. We're live recorded. So this will come up next Friday. But let me introduce you in. So guys, this is Evan from Canada, former student. Dude, how long has it been?
I was actually looking through my Facebook photos today. I took my flight October 2nd, 2011.
That's 11. Wowzers.
So it's been 11 years.
11 years.
Crazy.
Yeah. Dude, time flies, man. Yeah, you were just a pup when you were here, too.
Yeah, I was when I was 19.
Yeah.
You're at a high school. I worked in details for about a year and finally made the call and booked the tickets and booked the course and flew out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was kind of the best move I ever did, man. I'm glad I did it.
And I remember you, too. I mean, you know, there's certain students, I don't know what it is, but you just kind of stuck in my mind. I remember when we were training, we had you on those the rental cars for a little bit over at the rental place.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember Josh was helping me. You were with a pretty big group that week.
So, yeah, what happened was Josh, I went there the first week. I did week one with Josh, and he was he was just having some girl troubles, and I wanted some more one-on-one training. So you pulled me over for the second week, and we did some more one-on-one.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that.
Man, the one-on-one, me and Josh still talk, actually, here and there. He's always looking for work. He wants to get out of Texas, I can understand.
Yeah.
He's a little saturated down there.
Yep. Yeah, he's been hanging, I think, out in Waco. I haven't talked to him for a couple of years, but...
Yeah, but he has his hail rod, actually. Like, the guy I used to work for, the hail guy, he's kind of pretty innovative, and he actually made, like, a hockey stick. Like, it turned into a...
Yes.
And I just saw on his picture that he was using it. I was like, that's my old boss. He made that. That was actually Dustin Buffalo and like on the Winnipeg Jets up here. That was his hockey sticks they made. Pretty cool.
I love it.
Yeah, man. So Canadian thing. But yeah, I don't even know where to start. So like, do you want to just like my path on like what I've done? Or like,
yeah, no, take us back. So you got trained. You went home. I think you told me you apprenticed or you worked for somebody to start, right?
Go ahead. Pardon?
You ended up working for somebody out of the gate, right?
Yeah, so what happened was I got home here, and the guy that used to do the dents at the dealership that I worked at when I was detailing got called by another guy called Miracle Dent here. So that guy told me about it. I called Miracle Dent, and I went for an interview. I got $15 an hour to basically train.
So
the guy took me under his wing and trained me up. Got paid by the hour, and kind of just from there... I started my own company, and I was doing piecework for a while, and then the guy I work with now, Aaron, me and him worked together years ago, and we kind of had a little share purchase agreement written up. We were going to own part of Miracle Dent together. That deal went south. Thank God. Everything happens for a reason.
Right.
But some other guy kind of schmeagled his way in there. Either or, that guy's retired now. But so me and Aaron quit there at the same time. He went and started his own thing in Winnipeg. I got in contact with my old boss here, who runs brokers in Canada.
Right.
He probably does like 10 to 15 mil a year.
Oh, he's shit. Yeah, he's big dude.
Guys on his call list. You DTC Hale, have you heard of like, them? No, probably not up in Canada.
I don't think so.
Look on Instagram. It's called DTC Scan. It's a drive-through Hale scanner. It calculates, like, you drive through it, because in Calgary, like, our, like, hail capital of Canada.
Right.
We have a big setup out there. And, like, you like, drive through this machine, and it counts all the hail dents in, like, 2 minutes, and spits it on the computer.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just, I don't know. But the traveling thing, man, like, there's something to be said for working from home and, like, taking a pay cut and, like, being home every day and seeing my kids every single weekend. The road life wasn't for me. I don't know. It's just really hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
I listen to your podcast all the time. Like, you've only been away, like, what, once or twice for a month or two? Like,
always little bits, you know. And if it is, I always come home.
The whole thing, like, it was, I don't know, where I'm at now, me and my buddy here, Aaron, like, we have probably my own, like, retail company in the city. And then we got, like, 4 or 5 good dealerships, about 10, 12 body shops. And that, you know, we got enough. We're kind of at that point now where we need to either fuck another guy or, you know, like, think of expanding here. But I don't know. basically, like, I worked my butt off here for the last year working for this guy, and he kind of knows, like, I want to talk to him soon about, you know what I mean?
Right.
I want ownership, or I'm going to want to start my own thing here.
Right.
He just had a little baby here, so he kind of needs me. So, but the talk hasn't came up yet, but I want a piece of the pie, because I don't want to start my own. I don't like working alone, man. You know what I mean? Like, working with a team, and he has his mom there. She runs her front office. Like, it's a good setup. Like, he did a lot of sweat and tears, so I want to latch on it. I want to start my own thing.
Right.
That's kind of where I'm at.
That's good. That's real good. What, and then how's the season been this year?
So basically, yeah, our season's a little later starting than yours. We just actually got a storm here on the weekend. It clipped the southeast end of our city. Nothing crazy, but the week before that, there was a good storm, probably like 2 or 3 hours north of us, and we've already had one guy come in. He was out at the cabin, he got golf ball for 30 minutes, probably had 300 on his roof, you know, he was pepper pretty good. So it takes a bit. They gotta go to the insurance company, make their claim, blah blah blah, but it's just starting now, so basically we're just getting ready here to get cracking. But
good,
we're I don't know how it works there, but like every single hail claim that gets printed like has to come to a PDR company, and there's only about, we have about 750,000 people in Winnipeg here, and there's probably about 10 companies. You know what I mean?
That's not so bad.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're in a pretty wrapped up market here, so.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm glad I kind of made the call to come back home. This is the first guy I called because I used to work for him. I kind of could have went anywhere here in the city. Like, I could have done what I wanted, but I wanted to, you know, work with someone, and we work really well together. Yeah. But ready for hail season, man. And last year was pretty dry. We got one good storm outside the city, about 15 minutes, and that kind of, we got, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 claims from it, but nothing crazy.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just starting, so just getting ready here to get super busy.
Yeah, I saw some of this.
We have a mix of everything. We do door dings, retail, wholesale, hail. We actually have a designated Moto PDR set up in our shop now. I don't know if you follow Dent Dynasty on Instagram. Do you?
I don't think I do. I'll look at Dent Dynasty.
Like, check out our shop, big shop. We got a Moto piece, like Moto PDR thing up top there.
Uh huh.
Nice, clean, big pegboard, big, a lot of batters. Nice. So, like I said, like I literally like going to work there. So I want to work really hard. And I know, like, we used to almost clone some together. Like, it's got to be in this mind. If it's not, then like, I'm the only one my age with my experience. There's not another one of me in my city. Like, I know, you just gotta work really hard first before you ask for something like that.
Right.
Ask at the right time and everything. But he does listen to your podcast too, so I think I'm gonna have to have a talk before next Friday.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, so you guys are all set up for the motorcycle gas tanks and stuff.
I wanted to have it by the end of the month here, so it's all good.
Yeah. Nice.
But that's kinda where I'm at, man, but honestly, I don't know, I'm super glad that I trained up and trained with you, and it was a fun experience. Do you remember on the first weekend there, me, Don Lee? Remember the Vietnamese guy, Don Lee?
I do.
Yeah, so me, him, and that crazy New York guy from New York.
Remember, yep, New I do. He was nuts.
We all went on that day. He was crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but either or, he paid for most of my meals, so I was pretty thankful for that.
Yeah, nah.
I was on that boat, remember? And that guy got my whole back. Like, we hit that big wave, and I had that big red mark up my back. You were concerned that I was to build
up. Yeah.
I just went through my Facebook photos before we jumped on the convoy, so I can kind of have some memories. We went to the Ferrari dealership there. I remember seeing 4 F40s on the hoist. Like, I've never seen an F40.
Crazy.
So, it was cool, man. Like, oh, I'd love to come back.
Have yeah.
you ever been to Canada? Like,
no, I haven't. I haven't. I will get up there. I've heard good things.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, maybe we can work some out. You can fly up here for a week or so. I don't know. But
yeah, I know. I'd love to see what you guys got going on.
But I know you're super busy. It's hard to get away.
Well, no, but I've always wanted to get him to see Canada. I mean, you know, there's certain spots. I mean, you guys got so much beauty up there, you know?
And we're so friendly anywhere you go. We're just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No, yeah, no, you guys are, though. Most Canadians are pretty damn nice.
But we always have kept in contact, so I'm glad for that.
For sure. For sure. So you guys are doing, you're doing door dings, you're doing hail, you got dealers. Do you guys do any rentals?
basically, we do the Audi dealership here in Winnipeg. So we do Audi, we do the Dodge dealership. I've been just steady at that Dodge dealership. I probably fixed 45 cars there in the last month.
Nice. Good.
Myself. Then we got probably 5 or 6 big, nice body shops and a couple small ones. We have the most well-known retail. We're at the top of Google. We have the nicest shop. So we kind of got a mix of everything, man.
Good.
We do it all.
Good.
Yeah, so, like, I like doing the dealer work. I walked in there. You like you said, you're kind of the king shit when you walk in there. I don't have that big with ego.
Right.
But everyone looks at you. They want to come talk to you and ask you questions. And
yeah.
The manager, you know what I mean? I like going in there.
Yeah, they're always interested on how we do it.
I like fixing hail because you know you do DoorDash for fucking so long. You know what I mean? It's just been standing up, you know what I mean?
How's you
bent over the whole day doing, like, bottom body line dents, your back gets sore after all.
Yeah. How well does the hail pay right now up there, Evan?
So basically, they estimated, they actually have, like, hail lights, but honestly, the adjusters at MPI, they don't even use them. So the car comes in with the claim, the count's usually about half of what's on there, so we do a supplement.
Yep.
You know, I mean, like, they range from, you know, $1,500 to $8,000-$10,000, like, depending on damage, you know.
Right.
We got MPI, like, MPI's Manitoba Public Insurance, so they run all our insurance up here. They actually, the guy that called them from Clear Lake here that just showed up with all those dents, he called MPI, and literally MPI told him to come to Dent Dynasty. They're, like, directing guys to come
back. Ooh, so nice.
That's kind of good. So we're the most, like, we have the least comeback. There's never an issue with us. Like, Aaron is my boss, he's a really top-notch, like, make sure everything's right. He's never had a comeback, so, like, literally, the MPI sending people to that. They shouldn't be doing that, but going to MPI to listen to this podcast, but
right.
The guy right there, so that's nice.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty crazy, like I said, my old boss just retired there. We have the most experience out of any company in the city. I want to latch on, you know, I just feel like I'm a better part there than trying to start my own shit here and quitting. Like, I'm getting paid, not enough, but, like, I like to work my way up, you know?
Right. Yeah, well, hopefully you get a lot of hail this year.
Everything, too, like, I went from, like, having all the money, like, money doesn't buy happiness. Like, it makes things easier, but, like, my happiness is being home every day and being able to see my kids on a Wednesday whenever I want, or, like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Chasing that hail just gets old after a while. Like, the money's good, but, like, you push hail, you grab some food from fucking McDonald's, you go to your hotel room, but that's that.
Yep.
It's just not fun. So, yeah, I'm super glad where I ended up and, like, how everything turned out. Like, I went through a little hiccup there. I lost my license for a little bit there, so that's why I wasn't posting for a year or two. But I got right back on my horse. And it's like riding a bike, you don't forget to do it.
Wow.
Everyone makes mistakes, man. I know I just was young and dumb, you know, but everyone makes mistakes.
Right.
I've definitely made a big turnaround. I got to write a book about my life one day, literally.
Yeah, no doubt. No, it's good.
Everything's been good, man. How's you got students there this week?
Not this week. We had a couple last week, and then we have a holiday next week, so we'll have a couple more the following week.
How did the guy turn out that didn't know what a ratchet was?
You know, he did okay. He did okay. Yeah, that's Pietro. Yeah, Pietro's back in Dallas right now. You know, he didn't have bad skills, but yeah, he had zero mechanical aptitude when it comes to mechanic and tools and all that, so that's tough.
That's half the job, doing all the R&I, like, you gotta know how to turn a wrench and do that shit, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, Aaron, just, like I said, I remember on the last day, I remember I was struggling on one dead man, and I was in tears, just struggling a bit, but I don't know, you just gotta, like, really stick to it, and, like, obviously, the people who are going to prevail are the ones who keep trying. So.
Exactly. Yeah, and some people quit.
It's hard to learn, though. Like, I tried to learn that PPF shit. Like, when I was working for that hail company, I took a week course doing that PPF.
Yep.
That shit, like, that's just tough to learn, man. Like, obviously, density, too, but even doing that stuff, that's tricky. Like, you guys do it now, eh, out there?
You know, we do it, but I sub it out.
Sub at it? Yeah.
Yep.
It's a pain in the butt.
It is a pain. Yeah, I messed around with it for a little bit, and I don't like it. You know,
Yeah.
If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it right. And I'm like, you know what? It's going to take me a long time to get really good at this. So I just said,
stick to what you're good at.
That's it. Stick to dance and then let the other guys that are really good about getting those corners down tight and clean, let them do their thing.
Yeah, that first car I worked on, that Santa Cruz, I think it was brand new, 13 kilometers, new Hyundai Santa Cruz,
online
shop there.
Yep.
The brand new Dodge Ram last week, 22, got delivered in some of their lot, like smoked their door, like two good creases in the driver's door, got that out, like, I don't know. In the last year, like, I've noticed dramatically, like my skills increased, and I got, it just feels good to feel like you're good again, I don't know. You remember that ice chunk dent on my Instagram? That was a big dent.
Yeah, I do.
The ice chunk one, that was a deep one. But the one thing we don't do, we were always justified if we should buy one, but like we haven't had a scenario where we really need like a power heat into our power box underneath, you know, like zapping it.
Yep.
Have you used one of those?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get some deep hail and then, you know, or stretch dents.
But you don't use it too often, right? There's not like too many scenarios in like doing dents. Like where you need it, though, like
maybe once every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least no updates for itself after
that. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Or when we're. Like if we got a good hail, I'm sure we got one. But...
Yeah, deep hail, you want to have it.
Yeah. So do you, I wanted you to come up here, man. If you ever like get a decent amount of work, you should come up here for a week or two and push your car for fun and work with us.
Well, I just want to come check out your guys' operation, and like I said, we're gonna try to get out and see Calgary. I want to go see Whistler on the west side. So, no, there's a lot of stuff I want to see.
Yeah. Farthest I've ever been, man, was Calgary. Like I've never even been out to BC, so maybe
really
we'll go together.
Wow, you never been to BC at all.
No, man, I've been to California, I've been to Toronto, I've been to Calgary for work. I don't know, I don't travel much, I guess, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I got my buddy on Snapchat, he lives on the island over there, and I got my buddy who lives just on the coast, so I see it, I just don't, I'm not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fun to, go, we should be fun to out December or something.
Years ago, we trained a dude on Vancouver Island.
You trained on Vancouver Island?
We trained a guy that lived there. He flew back out there.
Oh, do you get many Canadians there?
Yeah, we get a fair amount. And not during COVID. I mean, the travel made it hard, but...
Oh, it was fucking stupid, man. We had such strict rules up here. Like, I couldn't have anyone in my house that wasn't a part of my household at certain times. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, only, 50 people are just stupid rules.
Yeah.
Like, we had it pretty strict up here. The mask policies were insane up here. It was nuts. But I'm glad it's all over with, policy-wise.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's making it easier.
Did you, slow down a lot? Like, you kind of just kept on trucking a bit? Like, slow down a bit, but nothing crazy?
No, we've been keeping busy, no doubt about it.
Yeah. It's like the thing of that, there's always dents. You just gotta go find it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's getting in front of the right people who are willing to pay the money.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. In Winnipeg, I don't know if the Winnipeggers are known to be cheap, but, you got to find, the dealers now. The dealership, the Dodge dealer, I go do a lot walk. I flash the things in front of the manager. He doesn't even look at one of them. It's just fix them, bill me. He doesn't even look at the prices. We just literally fix every day. We put a price on it. That's that.
Right.
That's the people you want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, people don't got tally money up here, but, we're the most, expensive, if you want to say, dent company, but you gotta be our shop's nice, we have employees, we gotta pay for shit.
Yeah,
I don't want to be the cheap guy anyway, because my work's good, I've got experience, so
yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, no, it's good. It's good you guys got a nice shop. I mean, obviously, you're doing some retail, making some good money. The hail business is going to get better because it's all coming. It's all coming up north right now. I've been watching it.
That ownership, man, you know what I mean? For my kid's sake, I'm leaving my kids something. And especially, too, with Charlie and Ben's in about 5, 6, 7 years, they're going to be learning how to do it, too. And if that's not on the table, then I want them working for me one day. You know what I mean? But I think, it just has to be talked about. I just keep busting my ass and just sweat equity is what they call it, I'm just shutting up and one day. Like, it's going to be on his terms, and he'll always be the boss. But, you know, to keep me around, I'm want a little piece of the pie.
Yeah, no doubt. How old are your boys now?
8 and 6. They're getting old, man.
Yeah.
8 and 6. They just last day of school today, so they're going into grade 2 and 4 next year.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's crazy how much time flies. And I got Charlie every day. Like, they sleep over during the week, and I drop them off with their moms before school. And Charlie's always, "Can I come to work, Dad? Can I come to work, Dad?" So he's already like I'm working on a car. He'll go grab my knockdown for me. He likes to help out. So
that's cool.
Taking interest already. And like, you see that one where he's pushing that glue?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, he's already, yeah, sweet, man. It's just awesome to show my kids what I do. It's just, I don't know. Nice.
That's cool. They take an interest.
Oh, your boys, they're old now, eh?
Yeah, my kids are way older. When you were out there, they weren't that old, but now they're adults now. My youngest is 19, so.
Yeah, wow.
Yep, 19, 21, and 22. So, yeah, they're getting pretty old.
Yeah. Are they sticking around, like, I guess, sticking around home, or, like, where are they at now?
They're in college.
Yeah, no, I know that college baseball
thing,
so they're all
away, man. It's crazy. It's almost like an empty nester situation at the house,
it's,
you know.
Crazy, yeah, a little quiet, eh? Yeah.
Well, we talked about moving to a hill area, but
let them go. What are they like in school and everything? What they're taking and all that?
Yeah. Stuff? Oh yeah, yeah. The baseball and just getting their degrees and. You know, and we'll see what happens afterwards. I don't know if they'll come back to the automotive or if they'll go their own direction. You know, there's plenty of time for them to figure out what they want to do.
Yeah, like, yeah, of course. I'm just happy that Charlie's wanted to come to work with me in front, so nice.
Yeah. Do you ever take him to, like, car shows?
Pardon?
Do you ever take him to car shows? Are they into cars at all?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's, like, we have Sunday night cruise night here in Winnipeg.
Uh-huh.
Like, our main street on Portage Avenue right by my house, all the nice cars come out. And there used to be a big car meet up here at the print, like the Princess Auto. It's like a Home Depot parking lot right across the street here. But I guess the owner complained, and like the last 2 Sundays, cops have been at all entrances, like blocking it off. So we just gotta, every Sunday night, we usually go for a cruise, ice cream, and check out the cars. They're all into cars. They love cars. They're,
that's like, sick.
Helping me clean mine, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I love it.
They like them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always been to cars. Like, I don't play with their RC cars as much as they do. Like, I get to relive my childhood again, which is good.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you guys get any luxury or any classics at the shop for retail?
Here, let me scroll through. You can still hear me. I'm just going to scroll through Instagram quick. Last summer, we did, hold on. Beautiful old, not too many, but we do the odd. I'm just gonna go down quick. What was it? It was an old, yeah, there it is. 76 Chevy Ventura. You'll see it, it's the blue one when you follow the Instagram there, but it was a cool old Chevy. 76. I don't know if you heard about it, but it's a cool car.
Okay,
not too many though. How about you guys? Do you do a lot of, like, older cars there, I guess?
Yeah, we'll get a couple classics a month, you know? And then we'll get exotics, too. Usually the same thing. Usually a few a month, which is kind of nice.
How did those Rivians, man? Like, Aaron, my boss, has a deposit on a Cybertruck. Just, he put it down, like, 2 years ago. But obviously that's not going to go through. How are those Rivians?
They're good. They're good. Yeah, they're easy to work on. And you know, the owners are always willing to spend good money.
Retail for like 80?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they start around 80 and up, between 80 and 100.
Yeah, they're well. They look well built, and like that cool storage compartment underneath the box there of the cab or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Cool design.
Yeah, they got that little, like, right behind the cab in front of the bed. They got that big tube where you can store a bunch of shit.
Are they all aluminum?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much all aluminum.
Yeah. Frick, I lost my 36-inch Denkraft, you know, the orange-handled one?
Yeah.
I lost that gun. It just bugged me, man. Like, that's my go-to bars. I'm just hoping it turned up. I thought I forgot the audio. I've just been waiting for it to turn up, but I might have to do a Denkraft order here, because with the hail coming up, I'm going to need that guy.
Yeah, that's a popular tool.
Organized, man. I don't lose anything. Like, I love my setup. I got a nice little mobile setup. Everything I need. You gotta be organized.
Totally. What do you
OCD? So like, I'm always cleaning up, organizing. You gotta be able to lose shit.
What kind of vehicle are you working out of?
Pardon?
What kind of vehicle are you working out of?
Oh, I got a Ford Escape Titanium EcoBoost.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a nice, dippy little car. Like, it's got the auto lift gate, so I just press the button, it opens up. I don't know. I don't need nothing that, like, fancy. Like, I like the Escapes, and the Titanium's nice. It's got the full sunroof and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I need right now, but I don't know. One day, again, when the boys get old, they will get a car, a little sports car. But I don't know. I just kind of grew out of the, because I got no time, man. It's just, like, I work, and then come home, hang up cats a bit, and I don't know. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
I haven't had the need to. It'll all come in time.
Nah, it's cool.
But what do you still bought your VW bus? That thing coming along?
It's coming along good. Yeah, I got a couple buses here. We got a 65 and.
Like a body shop, like you, it's separate from where you train your students, right? Like we do the body work.
What about the body shop?
Like you do body, like some paint work too, like I hear.
We do.
Is that the same shop where you train your students? Is it all in the same building?
Yeah, same building.
Nice. Well, that's sweet.
Yep.
Right on. Is that, that's a different location from when I was there, right?
Yes.
You moved? Yeah.
No,
is it kind of the same area?
Hold on. When you were here, we were in Laguna Beach. We've been at this new location for 9 years.
Beach, yeah. How far are you away from that shop?
15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's not too far.
Nah. No, not at all. Right. Yeah. When you trained here, we were in Laguna Beach, and then we trained at that.
Yeah.
We had that rental place we were bringing you out to and all that, so.
Yeah, we don't. That's the one thing we don't. There's Enterprise here in Winnipeg, and our old place where we come here, that's the one thing we don't do any much work on, is rental. I guess we do. We do one rental car company, but not Enterprise. That's kind of the big one here.
Right.
We do a couple of smaller ones, but do you like doing that kind of work? Like, I guess it's bought out there, but it's only kind of.
Yeah, no, I do. You know, it just depends if it's going to pay. Some guys pay, some guys are jackasses, you know. So if the money's good, we will. Well, that's it. That's it, you know. So, I mean, we used to do a lot more. We don't do a lot of rentals now just because, you know, just because we do so much retail and the money's so much better.
Yeah, definitely. And the customers, I love the customer satisfaction, you know. Like, they bring it in, they're all stressed out. They come back a couple hours later and just gone. I just love seeing their faces, and they're much more appreciative and all that.
Right. Yeah, no, it's a good thing. That's, you know, customers, they're happy that we do the right work and they're willing to pay for it.
Yeah. You bet.
Well, dude, next time you get down, if you get down this way, I don't know if you ever take vacations with the boys or whatever, but you got to come look us up if you come down our way too.
Heck yeah. Well, if I'm ever coming down, I'm come down and see you. And if, likewise, if you're ever thinking about coming up here and like going to BC and that, I'll definitely take a flight out there and come see you and do some out there together. That'd be fun.
Yeah, no, the first place I want to get to is Calgary. I want to go check out Calgary because I know it's...
The Hail Capital of Canada, man.
I know.
Every single fucking year, man.
Yeah.
If you see my old boss's shop, he could probably fit 200 cars. He's got a huge warehouse. Like, it's nuts. The operation he runs is crazy.
Yep. No, I mean, I've
he's a smart man, that guy.
Yeah, no, it'd be cool.
Right, you do it right.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, check out Calgary. It's a nice city.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'll hit you up, like I said, before we come out. But yeah, I'm not this summer, but maybe the next summer. I'm hoping to get up there, so I will definitely let you know.
Okay, we'll keep in touch, man. I'll keep sending you photos and whatnot, seeing how your days are going.
No, I appreciate that, Evan. Any tips or suggestions for people that are thinking about getting into PDR? Since you've got a little more than a decade under your belt now, what can you share with listeners?
All I gotta say is, once you get home, if you're not doing it every single day, you're not going to make it. Even if it's for an hour or two, even if you got to do a part-time job and come back and still bang on a hood or something, but you got to keep pushing your metal and you got to find ways to work on cars. Because, you know, you don't got cars to work on, you don't learn. And that's PDR. Something you got to do it every single day for 6 months before you even have some confidence, like, you know, like real confidence where you can walk into a place.
Right.
And, like, have good retail. It takes a while. Like, it took me, like, I guess a lot of body men, like, pick up on it faster. It just took me a little bit to feel confident. But I'm just, once you get home, you just got to keep pushing metal. That's all I got to say. You just got to keep doing it.
Exactly.
Practice makes perfect, but you just got to keep practicing. Not one of those things where you just think, you know, I'm just going to go learn it. You know, make $1 million. It's not that easy.
Yep. No, I agree.
There's a reason why there's 2,000 body men in Winnipeg and 25 tank guys. So.
Right.
This is kind of just, yeah, it speaks for itself. So, yeah, it's just all your students or whoever's listening. So just got to keep practicing once you get home. Don't give up.
That's it. Well, I appreciate you giving that advice. That's good. It's good advice. I would totally concur, man. You guys got to put the time in. That's what it boils down to. There's no shortcuts.
Even if it's on a hood stand or a door mounted sideways on a stand, like something to just keep your mind and muscle memory thinking about it. Because when you're first starting off, you just got to keep doing it. Quickly you learn.
That's it. That's totally it.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, dude, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day. I know you said you had to go to dinner, so I'll cut you loose. But
I got to go enjoy dinner here. Dad's here right away. So.
Right on.
But you have yourself a great evening, Brian, and we'll stay in touch.
Sounds good, Evan. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, no problems. We'll stay in touch.
All right, man. See ya.
Peace.
Bye. So, guys, that was Evan Doobie. That was a student from 11 years ago. I don't know if you guys heard. I remember what he said. He kind of glossed over real quick, but he was in tears during training at one point. It does happen sometimes. Guys get real frustrated, and they're just like, you know, I think maybe he had some stuff going on at home too, so he really, it was tough for him. It was definitely, you know, not a walk in the park like it is for some guys. But yet, he persevered, and look at him now. You know, 11 years later, he's successful. He's pushing Hale. He's got all the confidence in the world. Didn't give up, bottom line. You know, I remember talking to him directly after training, and he was still practicing and kind of working his way through. And he was doing fine, but I'll bet you it probably took him 3 or 4 years until he really started getting his stride. So that's dedication. I love it, man. So thank you, Evan. I appreciate your time coming on the podcast, man. It's always good to catch up with former students. So anyway, that's it, guys. We'll catch you on the next SAI PDR podcast. Have yourself a great afternoon and a great weekend, and we'll talk at you soon, man. Bye-bye for now.